we going down there to win. That was our whole mindset that last drive. We was going down there to win.
Yeah, last year when Derek went down, it seemed like the air came out of the balloon, but not so today. I mean, you guys, was it EJ? Was it just the team as a whole collectively picking things up? Or?
Nah, I mean, we just had to keep going, bro. And when I went down last year, the men had to step up. When DC went down last year, Matt and Connor had to step up as next man up. That's how I got my job in this league. Somebody got hurt and I came in and never left. So it's next man up. It's that. I mean, my hats are off to EJ. EJ came in and did a great job. You know, a minimum practice reps. He came in and did a great job. Drove us up and down the field, man. My hat's off to EJ, man. I really appreciate it. That tells you how much he's studying and paying attention behind the scenes to be able to come in there and pick up where we left off.
You had a pretty instinctive reaction when Derek went down. You're tapping your helmet, looking at one sideline, tapping it, looking to another. What was going on in that moment?
Well, I mean, you know, I guess I had the rules mixed up because I guess they said he was a runner because, you know, as a quarterback, you're not supposed to get hit in the head. And dude grabbed his helmet. But the ref explained to me that he's a runner. When he's a runner, those don't go. Those rules are out. He's a runner. So that's what I was upset about. I thought it was he grabbed his head and yanked it. So I thought, you know, you can't touch quarterback's head. But the ref explained it to me when he turned himself into a runner. He's a runner, so.
Your reaction would just, obviously, it's tough.
What do you think my reaction is, man? Come on, bro. What do you think my reaction is? My quarterback went down. What do you think my reaction is? Come on, what do you think? I was sitting there. Come on, bro. DC went down. I was pissed. Like, come on, bro. Like, come on, man. You know, come on. Help me out.
Jack said he's most concerned about the running game.
We got to get it fixed. You going to ask me why. I can't sum it up for you right now. I wish I could, because if that was the case, we would have got it fixed out there on the field, you know. But we got to figure out a way to get stuff going. You know, I thought we came to this game with a great scheme. We had a great game plan, and we didn't execute it right. We're going to find a way. You know, still early, we're going to find a way. I really thought we were going to get this game at the end, too, man. It just sucks, man. We got to find a way to get this bad taste out of our mouth and get back to rolling and get back to being the Raiders. And that's what we're going to try to do this week, man. We fell short this week, but as an offense, we got to step up. And I'm going to tell everybody that. I know that our defense was playing their butts off. Hats off to them. But we got to step up.
I know it's still early in the season, but you're third in the division right now. Does that concern you?
What week is this?
Week 4.
Okay, thank you. Next question.
Last week you guys were 0 for 11 on third down. Now it's stretching through those two games. It's 1 of 22. What kind of a mindset, a mentality? Does that do anything or not? I
mean, it's like, you know, we need them third downs to keep the drive going. And it's hurting us that we're not being able to complete those third downs. We got to start doing better on first and second down, you know, making more manageable system, more manageable situations. And I think that might help. But, you know, we got a lot of work ahead of us. You know, we had a great week of practice, and it didn't turn out that well on the game. But if you look at the way we came at the end of the game, one thing I can take out, the only positive thing I can take out of this game is we fought. We fighters. And I love my team because they came in and we fought to the end. And I could take that. You know, we came in at the halftime. We didn't think we thought we were still in it. You know, that last drive, I thought we were going in to score. I'm honest. Until when they cheer, I thought we scored. I knocked my guy down. So when they cheer, I thought it was a touchdown. I was like, I thought we were going in there to score, man. It was a little heartbreaking. But we were close, man. We just got to start off fast. If we would start off a little faster, you know, might have happened. We had another quarter. But all them woulda, coulda get you an L. And that's what we got today. So we got to get it fixed next week.
Jack said he went for it on that 4th-and-1 because he trusts that line. He trusts you guys.
Man, I'm glad he trusts us. We got to get it done. I hope he does that again. I hope he puts that faith in us again and lets us get it done next time, because I'm glad that he does have that faith in us. When it's 4th-and-1, we want the ball to be ran. You know, we want it to be ran. We have to figure a way to execute better. And we didn't do that today, man. But we're going to find a way. You know, we're all our whole offensive line, our guys been in this league, been playing. So we're going to keep fighting and keep going. Our team is fighters. Like, the way we came out that second half and fought, we were fighters. We're going to keep fighting, man. It didn't happen the way we wanted, man. I'm kind of like y'all, too. I'm like, I can't wait to get on this plane and look at this film, because I want some answers, too. You know, I'm just coming straight off the field. So I'm like, I'm ready to get on there and get my iPad so I get some answers, too, and figure out what exactly went wrong, you know, in the game, because we got to figure it out quick.